You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
From the studio of Radio Maria Canada in Toronto, hello and good evening. We are
Nick
and Mary Angela, your program hosts for Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. Welcome to tonight's program. Tonight we'll be talking about the joy of Pentecost and what the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit brings us. I'm so glad you could join us this evening.
Thank you very much, Mary Angela. I'd like to start the evening off with a prayer very close to me, and I recite it every morning when I am at work. It is, O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me, and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me know your will. And that is from Cardinal Mercier. So we would like to dedicate this show to the Holy Spirit, because in May it is then that we will be celebrating Pentecost.
Yeah, and this year it falls on May 20th.
May 20th, and that's the long weekend here in Canada. So I'd like to say Pentecost. What is Pentecost? It originated from the Greek word meaning 50. Pentecost is the day we celebrate the Holy Spirit. It is the birth of the Catholic Church. So technically it is a...
It's a birthday celebration.
Happy birthday to the church. It is 50 days after Easter. So we'd like to share with you lots of prayers, facts. What is Pentecost? What is the Holy Spirit? The gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and many more things, and some music too. So again, I am Nick, and you are
Mary Angela,
and we are joined by the technicians, Mr. Diaz and Mr. Diaz, one and two. So thanks a lot, guys, for helping us. We'd like to thank all the listeners, be it through the radio or the internet. You guys mean a lot, because you're what keep us around and support us, and we thank you so much. So, Mary Angela, can you, before we go into the show, let's just start with, what are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? We will say a little bit now, and then we will go into it later.
So the seven gifts are wisdom, understanding, right judgment or counsel, courage or fortitude, knowledge, reverence or piety, and the last is wonder and awe, or the fear of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Mary Angela. So as we mentioned before, Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of the church. That is what Jesus left with us, that when he went to heaven, he would not abandon us. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit guides us in all truths. The Holy Spirit points us to Jesus, because in John 15:26, it declares his intentions are to guide us to Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a promise from the Father. The Holy Spirit brings good fruit. Mary Angela, can you share with me the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit? We will mention them now, and then we will talk a little bit about them soon.
So the fruits of the Holy Spirit, there's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, modesty, and chastity. Those are all the gifts, the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. So I'd like to ask Mary Angela, was there a time when the Holy Spirit came into your life? Or was there something you did to deepen your faith with the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, our parish participated in the Life in the Spirit. It was open to anyone who wanted to participate. I believe it's a charismatic kind of movement, and it allows you to gather, to come together in prayer, to discuss matters. There's testimonials. And it can be very life-changing because of all the things that you share with all the participants. It allows you to go deeper into your faith and understanding of our faith, I believe.
Was there something in the class, Life in the Spirit, that did change your life, or something that you took away from the first time we took the course?
I can't think of anything in particular. I just remember that the meetings allowed me to, like I said, to deepen my understanding of the Catholic faith. Because it was a few years ago. I don't remember all the details, but I do remember how I felt. I felt really good doing it.
Yeah, I felt when we first did it, I felt inspired. Just knowing when you say yes to the Holy Spirit and you surrender to God's love and will, only good things can happen. And just the amount of love and the people there, especially when we did the service, people were praying over you, mm-hmm. and you could
feel the power.
Yeah, people spoke in tongues, and you felt the almighty grace and power of the Holy Spirit. And it just, as Mary Anza said, it just deepened your faith, knowing what the power of the Holy Spirit can do in your life.
Yeah, there were a few people that were got the gift of the gift of tongues, I believe it's called. Yeah,
and there's many gifts of tongues, gift of listening, mm-hmm. Gift of even patience. Mm-hmm. That's an important gift. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit assures our salvation. We have to say yes to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes us wise. Even in Isaiah 11:12 says, he brings us wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the healthy fear of the Lord, which we can say is a respect or a wonder and awe. And this is the genesis of the seven gifts. They came from the book of Isaiah. And as mentioned before, the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. The Holy Spirit brings spiritual freedom no matter what the situation is. And yes, no matter how bad we can be sometimes, the Holy Spirit is in love with us, because that's what Jesus is all about, is love. So right now, As mentioned, we will talk about the seven gifts, and we will start with the first one, wisdom.
So wisdom is the first and the highest gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's because it's the perfection of the theological virtue of faith. Through wisdom, we come to value properly those things which we believe through faith. The truths of the Christian belief are more important than the things of this world, and wisdom helps us to order our relationship to the created world, loving creation for the sake of God rather than for its own sake.
The next one is understanding. You see, understanding is the second gift of the Holy Spirit, and people sometimes, and I myself, have a hard time understanding it, how it differs from wisdom. While wisdom is the desire to contemplate the things of God, when we understand, or understanding allows us to grasp, at least in a limited way, the very essence of the truths of the Catholic faith. And sometimes it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So through understanding, we gain a certain certitude about our beliefs that moves us beyond faith.
The third gift is counsel. And this is the perfection of the cardinal virtue of prudence. Prudence can be practiced by anyone, but counsel is supernatural. And through this gift of the Holy Spirit, we're able to judge how best to act, almost by intuition. Because of the gift of counsel, Christians need not fear to stand up for the truths of the faith, because the Holy Spirit will guide us in defending those truths.
The next one we have is fortitude. And remember, in The Wizard of Oz, what did the lion want as a...
Courage.
Courage and fortitude. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a young man, I said, fortitude, what is that? And says, it's courage. So while counsel is the perfection of a cardinal virtue, fortitude is both a gift of the Holy Spirit and a cardinal virtue. Fortitude is ranked very highly as the gifts of the Holy Spirit because it gives us the strength to follow through on actions suggested by the gift of counsel. And as mentioned, while fortitude is sometimes called courage, it goes beyond what we normally think of as courage. So it goes deeper. Fortitude is the virtue of the martyrs that allowed them to suffer death rather than renounce the Christian faith. Mariangela, can you share with us now, what is the fifth gift of the Holy Spirit?
The fifth gift of the Holy Spirit is knowledge, and it's often confused with both wisdom and understanding. There's a lot for us to get straight with all these gifts. So like wisdom, knowledge is the perfection of faith. But whereas wisdom gives us the desire to judge all things according to the truths of the Catholic faith, knowledge is the actual ability to do so. Like counsel, it is aimed for our actions in this life. In a limited way, knowledge allows us to see the circumstances of our life the way that God sees them. Through this gift of the Holy Spirit, we can determine God's purpose for our lives and live them accordingly.
The next gift of the Holy Spirit is piety. Piety is the perfection of the virtue of religion. While we tend to think of religion today as external elements of faith, it really means the willingness to worship and to serve the Lord, to have a humility. Piety takes that willingness beyond a sense of duty, so that we desire to worship God and to serve Him out of love, the way that we would desire to honor our parents or our husband and wife.
And the last gift is the gift of fear of the Lord, or the awe of the Holy Spirit, the seventh and final gift. And it's perhaps no other gift of the Holy Spirit is so misunderstood. We think of fear and hope as opposites, but the fear of the Lord confirms the theological virtue of hope. This gift of the Holy Spirit gives us the desire not to defend God, as well as the certainty that God will supply us the grace that we need in order to keep from offending Him. Our desire is not to offend God is more than simply a sense of duty. Like piety, the fear of the Lord arises out of love.
So just to wrap up everything, I read this as, what happens at the rite of confirmation? The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit explained. So at the sacrament of confirmation, do you remember when you got confirmed, Mary Angela?
Oh, yeah, it was many, many years ago.
Yeah, it was, just feels like yesterday. I remember a bonding with all my friends. Because back then, when did we do our confirmation? What grade were we in?
We were in grade 8. Yes.
In grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when do they do a confirmation in the schools?
Yeah, now they moved it over to grade 7.
And what was the reason for that?
I believe it was because to allow the students to be more focused on their confirmation. Because a lot happens in grade 8. They're also, it's a time where they're graduating, so... Yeah, there's too many things going on, allowing them to focus more on what's confirmation
and,
is.
And a lot of the young people are physically changing, so there's a lot going on.
That's true.
So, like as you mentioned, the focus is right square on the Holy Spirit and the power it can have in our lives.
Speaking about our confirmation, who was your sponsor, Nick?
My sponsor, it was my dad.
Oh,
I remember now that I look back in the pictures, it was my dad. Mm. And I had the honor of sponsoring my good friend and family member, Rocco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, many years ago. So feels like yesterday, though.
Yeah, my sponsor was my cousin. And I've had the honor to be a double sponsor of both my nieces.
Yes, and what a wonderful choice they made, I might add. So the sacrament of confirmation is the bestowal of Pentecost into every soul of every baptized Christian. It is a final sacrament of initiation into the Catholic Church. All-powerful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by water and the Holy Spirit, you freed your sons and daughters from sin and gave them new life. Send your Holy Spirit upon them to be their helper and guide, and give them the Spirit, as we mentioned, the seven gifts of wisdom, understanding, judgment, fortitude, knowledge, reverence and piety, and fill them with wonder and awe in your presence. And we ask this through our Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, Mary Angela, at this point, can you share with me some words? When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're going to share with you some words that are related to it. And maybe we could even stop and, add a little bit of what we think about them.
Well, the Holy Spirit is very affirming. It's He's almighty. He awakens us.
So what happens? Are some of us asleep?
Yes, we are. Sometimes we don't realize it, but we're sleepwalking sometimes.
We're sleepwalking,
He communicates to us. And I often call on him when I'm maybe worried about something. So he has a calming presence. So just pray to the Holy Spirit to calm you. What else? He could change you.
We're talking conversion.
Conversion.
We're talking like what happened to St. Paul. You can be have the hardness of heart, and then once you encounter the Holy Spirit, it can set you afire. You know, for once you were dead, but now you are alive. That kind of conversion.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be a big conversion. It could be a small one.
Yep.
Right? It doesn't have to be grandiose, because that's how the Holy Spirit works. It can be in thunder and lightning, but it can also be the gentle breeze.
Yes. Yes. So God always works in mysterious ways.
When conversion happens, what happens to people?
They're changed. There's compassion and there's clarity.
Clarity, yes. Their lives become more clear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the baggage or grayness in their lives disappears, because now they see things are more purified, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are delivered from evil. Another powerful word is deliverance. When we incorporate the Holy Spirit, as mentioned, it cleanses our minds, body, and souls from evil spirits, evil thoughts, and it just purifies, right? It just burns away all the negativity.
The Holy Spirit also empowers and enlightens us.
Yes, that's what I really really. When I think of the Holy Spirit, it just, it's when you say yes and you let the Spirit enter into your mind, and then it's like saying, okay, Jesus is at the wheel and you're not the one in control. And that's all we have to do. It starts with a simple yes.
Yeah.
And until we say yes and there's resistance, nothing's going to happen. We don't want to get to the point like Saul, who was St. Paul, who was struck down with thunder. We don't want to get to that point, but the Holy Spirit is also, as we mentioned, patient.
So. Yeah, and there are the empowering power of the Holy Spirit, I believe, is probably through the gift of fortitude, right? The strength and courage that he gives us. And other words are enthusiasm, because when we're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can't help but be enthusiastic and excited.
Sometimes it's like we're walking on air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we feel the joy. You don't need any drugs. You don't need any alcohol. You don't need any crazy things to stimulate you. All you have to do is, you know, read some of the gospel texts, you know, especially, well, even the book of Acts, which talks a lot about the Holy Spirit, where Jesus sent out his disciples to convert them. And you will feel, as Maranza says, inspired and enthused with the Holy Spirit. Again, all you have to do is start with a simple yes.
Amen to that.
But why is it that people resist the Holy Spirit, do you think, Marangela?
Why do they resist? Maybe out of fear.
People don't like change.
Yeah, people don't like change.
Sometimes people like to stay the way they are, mm-hmm. and they think, hey, there's nothing wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think everything we do, we have to ask ourselves, will this get me into heaven? Is this what the will make the Lord happy,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is what the Holy Spirit does when he instills all these gifts and the fruits. It gives us a mind to make the right decision.
The Holy Spirit also illuminates. Whenever I have like an important decision to make, I always pray to the Holy Spirit to illuminate my mind and allow me to make the correct decision.
I think also when the cardinals are voting for the Pope, whenever there's a conclave, I've heard it said that before they make a decision, there's a presence of the Holy Spirit saying, Holy Spirit, guide me in making my decision for the right person to be the Pope. So very important. So we shared with you a few words in regards to when we say yes to the Holy Spirit. There's other words we can share, like marvelous, majesty. We become purified. You see, the Holy Spirit refreshes and restores us. The Holy Spirit will rekindle, renew, and sanctify us. And as mentioned before, it's not always thunder and lightning. It can also come through silence. And we will be transformed with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And it all begins with a simple yes.
Holy Spirit,
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
We're talking about the Holy Spirit and Pentecost, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the joy of Pentecost.
But before we do, I would like to share with you a verse, John 20, 16 to 31. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabuni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to your brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary of Magdala went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and what he told her. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you have forgiven are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained.
Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of the nails of his hand and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your hands here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, you have come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name.
Thank you very much, Mariangela. And at this time, as you mentioned, you will like to share the...
Yeah, about the joy of the Pentecost. We just read the passage of how Jesus showed his presence in the resurrection, and he stayed with the disciples for about 40 days, and then he could no longer stay in human form on earth, and he was ascended. And so this year, we're going to be celebrating the Ascension Sunday on May 13th. And you would think that Jesus' leaving the disciples would make them be filled with lots of sorrow and sadness. And why then the joy of Pentecost? Well, I believe it's because... After Jesus left them, he then was the Pentecost, and that was when Jesus said, I'm going to be sending you the Holy Spirit to always be in your presence. So there's nothing to fear, nothing to be sad about, but to be joyful about, because we're going to have him always with us through the Holy Spirit. So that's lots to celebrate.
Very true. And that's one thing. When we say yes to the Holy Spirit, it's a celebration. As mentioned before, it is the birthday. And what happens on birthdays? We celebrate. And it's the most natural and the best feeling when we say, yes, Lord, come into my life. And especially Jesus did not leave us, as he said, as orphans. He will leave with us the Holy Spirit. So, Mary Angela, can you share with us a few of the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, there's 12 fruits in all, but let's start with love. And love, we exhibit the virtue of charity or love by our unselfish devotion and care for God and our neighbor. The next fruit is joy. We live with joy when we recognize that true happiness comes not from money or possessions, but from knowing and following Christ. So by following his will, we always find joy. And we already talked about the joy of Pentecost.
Yeah, it's true.
Peace. Peace is another fruit. We are freed from worrying about trivial things because of the inner peace we experience with God in our hearts. We work and pray for peace throughout the world. And what's the famous saying or from St. Augustine that my heart
is restless until it rests in you, Lord.
Yeah, so it's that peacefulness that he is experiencing. Patience. We demonstrate patience by treating others with thoughtfulness and tolerance. We know that we can overcome the temptations and sufferings of life because God is always with us, and he's always with us through the Holy Spirit. Kindness is another fruit. We live with the virtue of kindness by treating others as we want to be treated. Then there's goodness, and we experience goodness when we honor God by avoiding sin and always trying to do what we know is right.
Is that easy to do?
No, it's easy to do the wrong thing.
It's easy to say, and because sometimes it takes a lot of work because we're tempted. We have doubts. We get physically tired. So it's always a good refresher to turn back and look at the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The gift of generosity, where we demonstrate giving not only of money, but time and of our talents. The gift of gentleness, being gentle and, as mentioned before, kind to people. Faithfulness, having Jesus at the center of our lives, prayer, going to Mass. Modesty, being pure. Words like humility, meekness, kindness come into play. Self-control. As mentioned before, there's so many temptations. What's the saying? The road to goodness is narrow, where the road to destruction is wide and easy. So always be conscious of self-control and chastity. So those are the 12 gifts. Sorry, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to share with you some words that describe the Holy Spirit. We won't get into detail, but we'll just say what they are. The Holy Spirit is also known as the answer. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Scripture. Mary Angela, what are a few other words that we associate the Holy Spirit to?
The Holy Spirit is the comforter, the counselor, and the advocate.
And those are the pretty much the big words that help describe the Holy Spirit. And we also have the paraclete. The Holy Spirit is an intercessor. The Holy Spirit is the revealer and the Spirit of truth. So right now, I'd like to share with you a prayer. Share a couple prayers here, And right now, Mary Angela, can you share with us the St. Augustine prayer to the Holy Spirit?
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen. Very beautiful. So I'd like to add, Pentecost this year is in on May the 20th. And I'd like to, if you ever get a chance to hear the music of Taze, very inspiring. And on May the 18th at St. Pius Church in Toronto, at, if I believe it's 7:30, there will be a celebration of the Pentecost with the music of Taze. So please mark that down in your calendars. It'll be a wonderful night to experience the Holy Spirit. So when we say yes to the Holy Spirit, we will thrive with the Holy Spirit. Because when we say yes to the Holy Spirit, we choose to trust and we learn and grow from our struggles. We resist temptation. People look at us and say, "What's up with them?" All we can smile and say, "It's the power of the Holy Spirit." It gives us the power to overcome fear. It also keeps heaven in our minds. And a big thing here, when we turn to the Holy Spirit, it gives us the courage never to give up. So, Mariangela, can you share with me what are some of the signs that show that you have the Holy Spirit in your life?
Some signs are that God is number one in your life. The before and after, the differences and life changes. So the changes that happen when the Holy Spirit enters your life.
You're transformed. You're restored,
mm-hmm,
type of thing. You are healed, brothers and sisters.
Amen. The gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit.
And the best part of these gifts is that they're free and they keep coming back. The gift that keeps on giving is the Holy Spirit.
The deeper understanding of the world, as I said before, following life in the Spirit, it allowed me to, a deeper understanding of our Catholic faith. The Spirit knows Spirit, so you'll recognize others who have the Spirit, and they will recognize you. So that's something.
How about when you have the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Will that change you?
Absolutely, it will change you.
It'll put a glow, a twinkle in your eye.
I guess you'll see someone very different, someone maybe that's floating on air.
Yeah, and I think when we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we have a deep feeling of peace. And the cravings for worldly material things really become minimal. You don't want a lot of things. You don't want the bling bling because the Holy Spirit has filled so much of in your lives that you don't need any extra to fill your life. You will be a presence in the sense that not that you will be better, but you will stick out. You will be glowing. What do you think? If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, will you argue less?
For sure.
But as you mentioned, you will have more
peace
and
joy.
Absolutely. I heard that when you say yes to the Holy Spirit, unique things will happen to you. you will see things differently. And as mentioned before, people will look at you differently. The sad thing is, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you may be a target of persecution. And people might try to bring you down. So there's a lot of good when the Holy Spirit is in our lives. But it also attracts some things that you may not think would happen to you. So please be aware of that. And as they say, it will only make you stronger. So Mary Angela, what does the Holy Spirit do for us?
Some of the things that the Holy Spirit does is it guides us into all the truth. It generates us, leads us. He sanctifies us and empowers us. The Holy Spirit teaches us to pray and bear witness in us that we are all children of God.
Isn't that wonderful? Knowing that we are all children of God, even though sometimes we go astray. But the power of the Holy Spirit brings all the sheep back to the shepherd.
Yeah, we are his beloved, and he loves us immensely. Other things the Holy Spirit does, the Holy Spirit washes and renews, seals us.
Cleanses, purifies.
Mm-hmm. Sets us free from the law of sin and death. Reveals the deep things of God to us. So inspires us and, illuminates our mind. The Holy Spirit reveals what has been given to us from God. He dwells in us.
Thank you very much. So as we started the second part of the program with the reading of St. John, I like when the part it says Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit to his disciples. He breathed onto them and he said, "Peace be with you. Shalom, my friends." So at this time, before we close, I would like to thank everyone for being part of the show. We hope we were able to enlighten, empower, and share with you some of the things that the Holy Spirit does. So before we do, Marianne, would you like to share with us?
I thought a nice way to end the show would be to read the passage on the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from the heaven and filled the house, the whole house where they were sitting. They saw that what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said they have had too much wine."
So our closing prayer, thank you very much, Mary Angela, is the Come Holy Spirit prayer. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, by the light of the Holy Spirit, did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. So that ends our program this evening. We'd like to thank everyone for joining us on Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy. We look forward to meeting you once again next month. And our next Radio Maria program will be, as always, the second Wednesday of the month. And next month, that will be on June 13th. So mark it down on your calendar, and we hope you will once again join us. We are
Nick
and Mary Angela. We wish you all a good night and God bless.
And may the Holy Spirit always be with you.
Amen. Amen.
Joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you, and may the joy of Jesus be with you, may the joy of Jesus be with you, may you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.